Charity work, poverty pay, a charity shop worker. I work as a charity shop manager in a city center. The other day a customer asked me if I could recommend a nice place for her and her daughter to go for coffee and cake. I found myself unable to do so, and not just because I can't afford the local cafes. I often don't even get to take a break during my 8-hour working day. I earn 10 pence an hour above the minimum wage, well below what is considered to be a living wage. It's a pressurized and stressful job. The shop is run in exactly the same way as major high street retailers operate, with sales targets, mystery shoppers and key performance indicators. Volunteers. But at least I get paid. My co-workers are all volunteers. Most of them are young people who have not managed to find paid work since leaving school. Volunteer is something of a misnomer. Each one of them is on a placement from the job center as part of a work experience scheme. They work 30 hours a week, while receiving a meager £57.90 in job seeker's allowance, with the threat of having that stopped if they fail to turn up for work. Unfortunately, they often don't show up, leaving me in a difficult position. It's hard to convince someone to work if they are not even being paid. I'm unwilling to complain to the job center if they are unreliable, as I obviously don't want them to have their benefits sanctioned. The outcome is that I frequently find myself working alone. In addition to the safety concerns that arise from this, my wage is actually dropped to below minimum wage, as I can't take my allocated unpaid break. Throughout the organization, there is a culture of managers putting in unpaid overtime. It's usually the only way to get through the workload. Big difference. The work that we do helps to fund a charity that provides care to people with serious illnesses, which can make a big difference to their lives and the lives of their families. But surely, important social services should be in the public sector. The spirit of self-sacrifice displayed by the workers isn't reflected by everybody in the organization, however. As with many charities, we have a CEO who earns close to £100,000 a year. In a time of austerity and cutbacks, charities are called on to provide help to vulnerable people when services are cut. The Socialist Party calls for a minimum wage of £10 an hour without exemptions as a step towards a real living wage, no exemptions, a living wage for all regardless of age, for an annual increase in the minimum wage, linked to average earnings, no to cuts in tax credits and the pay freeze now. End zero-hour contracts and all forced underemployment, investment in a massive program to create socially useful jobs all workers, including part-timers, temps, casual and migrant workers, to have trade union rates of pay, employment protection, and sickness and holiday rights from day one of employment.